So Yolanda, tell me about your hotel rebrand.
Oh my God, that happened. It always happens. It's actually a mistake in the writing community. How do you say that? Like the spelling. So the I and the L are so closed in the general writing and everybody messes up. But I'm not Lolanda, I'm Yolanda.
So at that, but the hotel, you are
the hotel
Ms. Lolanda.
Exactly. The hotel decided, so I'm going to give them another chance and see what goes next.
That's your drag queen alternative.
Maybe, yeah.
Miss Lolanda.
Maybe I can get a second act or a second persona. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Let's see.
Yolanda, you've just had your first rehearsal. We will talk all about it now on the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. How are you feeling?
I feel very, very, very happy with the staging. I'm super, super excited with everything. We still have a couple of changes to make, but I think it's normal. It's just general adjustments to the performance. It's crazy because I thought it was bigger. So I guess I've imagined in my head something that could never end. Like a never-ending stage. You know, like it's just very crazy for me being an independent artist and experiencing all of this. So I'm super happy and super grateful.
You did the Spanish language version of the podcast. Yes. You're now in English. One day we will do something in Portuguese, I promise. Yes. But you're okay with
or
English.
Or another language. I would love to learn Swedish.
Yeah, have you been doing your Duolingo?
I haven't, because I've decided to do a lot of things during Eurovision. Recording my next EP, recording a music video, and doing Eurovision all at the same time. So I'm probably crazy.
You are a workaholic.
I am a workaholic and very perfectionist. I love to sleep, but at the same time, I don't. And it annoys me that we don't have enough time to leave everything.
You love to sleep, but you don't.
Yeah,
sleep.
Because I do sleep, but every time I sleep, I feel guilty because I want to enjoy like everything in life and I want to be like present, and I suffer from FOMO.
FOMO, you are the queen of FOMO.
I am. So I'm like, why am I not there? I want to be there.
Yeah, because you just before we started the interview, you said, "Oh, I'm sad that the second day is over already."
Yes, because it's super crazy when you are enjoying it. Like time goes fast. Goes very fast.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like I'm in the second day and I'm almost crying because it's going to end and I'm going to be sad and I have to prepare my mental health.
You just
to go
soak,
back
you
to
soak,
Portugal.
Soak everything up though, you know, take every opportunity. You did live in London for a while.
I did.
Didn't you? The same as Sylvester Belt lived in London for a bit. You did a songwriting course degree.
Yes.
Was that right? So what year did you live there?
I've lived there in 2018. It was an amazing experience because I really wanted to live in London for a long time. I went there when I was 15 or 16. I spent like 2 weeks and I wanted to be there again. So I kept that idea to myself for ages. And then when I finished my first degree, I thought I had a blank year. I don't know how you say it.
A gap year.
A gap year. And I decided, okay, this is time to move to London.
Did you find a good Portuguese restaurant in London?
I worked at a very good Portuguese restaurant, actually. Yeah, I basically spent my life, when I was 15, I started working really, really young in restaurants, bars, just because I wanted to have my own money. So I went and worked there in a Portuguese restaurant called the Adega.
What was the speciality?
Well, everything that is Portuguese, bacalhau com natas, arroz doce. We didn't have pastel de nata, which I know it's a classic known of Portugal.
Yeah. Did you find a good one in London, a good Portuguese tart?
God, well, the Tesco one is not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Tesco is a big supermarket in the UK. So
exactly.
So you're saying that as a Portuguese person that their
it's not bad.
Tart
I would say
bad.
Like 0 to 10, I would give it a 6.
Okay.
Solid 6.
Okay.
Yeah. We can work on that, Tesco. Call me.
If we're going with the ones from Portugal as a 10, because they are literally the best.
And you have so many, like you have ones from Lisbon, you have ones from my hometown, Pombal, which are kind of different.
Oh, why? How are they different?
Just like the custard is different and the tart itself, it's more thin or more large. So it depends. But it's like all of them are amazing. I miss them, actually.
I wonder if there's any if they're anywhere in Malmö.
I think there is a Portuguese shop here. I will check it.
On your day off, go.
Yeah, and I can bring you one.
I would love that.
Or we
that.
Can meet and have one.
Yes, let's do it.
Together.
A Swedish coffee and a Portuguese tart.
Sounds perfect.
Perfect combination. A lot of people will know that the song is Grito, but what does it mean?
The song Grito means overcoming your inner issues, your inner ghosts, and having confidence to do what you love without thinking and being afraid of what the other people think.
So having no barriers,
yeah.
Going with your instinct, like doing what you want to do.
And just be yourself while doing it and not being afraid of, oh my God, people are looking at me. Oh my God, people are thinking this and that. Just like be yourself.
So it's personal.
Yeah, it's very personal. I think it's something that came in a phase of my life where I finished my first EP, Cura, which means healing. And I was healing from a relationship. It was the... You know, like that cliche album, the first one where you speak about your first love and you're very heartbroken.
The breakup album.
Yeah, actually, I broke up with him. So it's, but I
you
think
took
I
charge.
But I think I was writing over my issues and like my inner thoughts. And then when I finished that and I took that out of my head, I started living within like myself and just me, myself, and I.
So as someone who studied and got a degree in songwriting, what big pop song is actually amazingly well written?
You have so many. Britney Spears has Baby One More Time. It's amazing. Max Martin is, it's the king of songwriting. I wish I could meet him one day. Just to know exactly like what gives you the strength and the brains to write so catchy lyrics, melodies, and the cadences of the, you know, like the song just flows into your brain and it sticks. You have Baby One More Time. I don't know if he wrote anything from Lady Gaga, but Lady Gaga has a couple of good tunes that I love. Dua Lipa has amazing tunes. Then you have the classic ones. I'm not remembering now, but there's so many good songs.
I love good pop.
And it's something for me, not... As like I don't listen to pop that often. I've started now with Beyoncé, for example, with Renaissance. It's an album that I've been devouring because it's basically, I don't know, it's so different from what I do that it catches me right in the right spot.
Yeah. There is another famous Yolanda, isn't there, that you have to compete with, who is a comic book character. Do you know about this?
No.
So there's a comic called The Green Lantern. And do you want to see the other Yolanda?
Let me show you. I have no idea. What are we talking about?
Okay, so I thought you might know this.
No.
So this is the other Yolanda. So I'm just showing.
Oh, my God.
So she has basically got...
Who is that baddie?
I know. Well, she's in the Green Lantern.
What is the Green Lantern?
It's a comic book. Like, you know, like a Marvel
film.
This is from DC.
Wow.
So, that's good that you don't know her. So
no,
it's
you've
like,
I just learned something new, cool.
Yeah, so this is the other Yolanda in the world.
Okay.
So hopefully, maybe one day, you know, there'll be some kind of crossover.
And we can get together, exactly.
Well, I mean, she's a fictional comic book
character. It doesn't matter, we can fake it.
We can make it. Fake it till we make it.
Exactly.
Also, you come from a really amazing long line of Portuguese artists at Eurovision. We're talking Mimikat. We're talking Salvador Sobral. We're talking Maru. Like, you do your thing so well in Portugal.
Thank you so much. It's crazy for me, it's actually crazy because every time I think about being a Eurovision, I remember that I am already in Eurovision. So it's kind of crazy because, I don't know, I came from singing to last year to 100 people, and now I'm doing this for so many people.
So you're just performing for like 50 people?
No, we've done a couple of shows with, for example, I would say 12,000 people.
Okay,
like
yeah.
We've done one, maybe I'm exaggerating,
yeah.
But we've done a couple of them with more than 100 people. But like, it's been a year because I've just launched my EP last year. So it's been, I've been doing music for a long time, you know, like bars, covers, just like playing with instruments, doing some lessons with people, you know, like teaching girls how to sing. I could never teach a boy because there were only girls coming to me. But it's crazy to be, I don't know, just to be here. It's very crazy.
It's a dream.
Yes, it's a dream come true. I've never thought I could do it. Like during the process, even after Festival da Canção, we were like when I got the notice that we won, I think I remember I said I felt like a potato because nothing was coming out of my mouth. I felt like literally a potato. And it's crazy because I thought I would cry my ass off, and I didn't. And it's something that I still like think of today, like, why? Because I was sure, and I had an amazing team. So obviously I need to be very grateful to my team that helps me to go through all of this.
Yolanda, soak it up. You're here at Eurovision.
Yes.
And it's great to see you.
It's great to see you too.
So to some, they call her mother. To others, they call her the queen of effing everything. To most people, she is called Hella Björk. Hi, Hella.
Hi.
I should mention, I'm not being rude there. You did a tour where you were called the queen of effing everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love the title. I consider myself that queen because I do everything. I mean, I do my laundry, I do the grocery shopping. You know, I do the bling and everything. So it's what people do today. We're all queens of effing everything.
Do you paint?
I do.
Yeah.
The walls, you mean?
Well, anything.
Of course. Yeah. My face and the walls. I do paint that.
And are you enjoying that whenever anything goes up about you on Eurovision socials, it's just mother, mother,
I
hello,
love
mother,
it.
Mother,
I
mother,
love
mother.
It. I mean, I am a mother. So, yes.
So it's technically true.
It's technically so true, and I've been for so many years. So it's actually good that they recognize that. And I love it. I love it that they have, I mean, motherly emotions are always so beautiful. So I'm honored.
Well, last year, lots of people called Loreen the mother. And it seems like you have now taken that battle this year. And you are the mother. So it's nice.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Also, do your children know how iconic you are in the Eurovision world?
Well, they know now. Well, they didn't maybe, you know, some years ago, but they are like grown-ups now. My son is 20 years old, and he's like, he's figuring it out now because I'm doing this again.
Yeah.
So now he's fully in because last time, 14 years ago, he was only like six years old.
Yeah, 6 years old.
So he didn't get to go to Oslo. But my daughter, Thordis, she is now 26, so she was around 12, 13, something like that.
So she remembers.
She came with my parents. Right. So she knew, she was there and watched it all. But now they know, and they're used to this.
Good.
I mean, they're like, oh, yeah, I have a greetings to you, Mom, from... Oh, I can't remember their names now because there's so many. So and met someone in a bar and they love you.
Is this every day? Like a video for this person, a video for this person? Did you, when they were growing up, so with your son especially, did you show him you singing Je ne sais quoi on YouTube to say, this is what Mum did?
No, I mean, of course, I do perform also in Iceland. So he sees me on the television regularly. No, I don't show them. I mean, they see it when they are ready to. Yeah. They don't need to see it unless they're ready.
Yeah.
And if they want to know it. For us, it's nothing out of the ordinary. My mother is also a singer, so she's been performing for 65 years. So this is just part of what we do as a family, in a way.
Did she ever try to go for Eurovision?
No, she didn't. Oh. She would actually have been amazing. See, she's a fantastic voice and a big personality as well. She would have done really well.
Yeah, but you did it on her behalf, so to speak.
Yeah. And they came to Oslo to join me, and it was amazing to know that they were there in the audience. But they're not going to be able to join me this year.
But they'll be watching and supporting.
Yes, of course.
From Iceland.
Of course.
What is
and watching my dog.
Oh, yeah, of course, because we've seen your dog on Instagram. Yeah. Let's give a shout out to the dog.
Yeah, Frodi, hey. Oh,
so how long have you had Frodi for?
Oh, for about 7 years.
Okay.
For like...
Since a puppy.
Yeah, he was 3 months old when he came to us.
Oh.
Yeah, so he'll be there because all my family is going to come here, my children and my husband, so... So somebody needs to take care of Frodi.
Yes, and I understand you and the other contestants, you've all been sharing your pet stories,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we did. It was like we had a day like of okay, out with the pets. And we, all of us, have some kind of pets, and it's just great. So we were like, oh, isn't there a pet hotel that, so we can all just bring our pets, and then after a day of like heavy rehearsals, we can just all go and visit them?
The Malmo Pet Hotel.
Exactly. Oh, pet hotel.
Yeah, for Eurovision stars only.
Sounds so glamorous.
Who else, which other pets have you seen? Who's got what?
Bessa has a lot of dogs. She has a...
From Albania.
Yeah. Mm. She has like four or five that she saves from the streets, like street dogs.
Rescue dogs.
Yeah, rescue dogs.
Yes.
Oh, we saw Ollie's cats.
Yes.
I think they're called Fanta and Sprite.
Amazing.
No, but I mean, there was a parrot there and so many dogs.
Yeah, well, Raven has got Georgie.
Yeah.
The
exactly.
Amazing macaw.
Yeah,
gigantic.
Exactly, yeah.
So the Eurovision WhatsApp chat is just pictures of people's pets.
Yeah, I mean, at some point we needed like a pickup, like a little bit of a, okay, let's bring the pets out.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, pets are always, they always bring happy.
This is, though, your fifth time in total at Eurovision, isn't
it?
So
go
through the years that you were here.
So 2008 was my first in Belgrade with Euroband. 2009 with Johanna in Moscow.
When she came second?
Yeah, she came second. It was the year of us ladies coming second. Me in Denmark and then she in the big one.
Yes, because you tried to get in for Denmark and came second.
So
yes.
I was like, already second place is already taken. So, then it was with Johanna. And then 2010, myself in Oslo. Then 2015 with Maria in Austria. Then I actually also joined Hatare in Tel Aviv. Like, no, I was not on the delegation. What do you call it? Like a vocal coach. Vocal coach.
Yes.
So I met them a few times there. But, and now it's Malmö.
This is brilliant. And I understand that you still have the outfit from Je ne sais quoi.
Of course I do.
And it comes out at Pride events.
Yes.
Events all the time.
Yeah. It goes out to play every now and then. And it's still gorgeous. It really is. I mean, it's so well made and it's like a piece of art, this thing.
Well, the new one as well is a piece of art, right?
It is,
I was trying to think how to describe it. It's like gold expensive tinsel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it weighs a lot.
About 6 kilos.
6 kilos.
Yeah.
That's a workout on stage.
Yeah, it is.
Because I've seen you point a lot. So this is a lot with your arm going up and down.
Exactly.
It's like 3 kilos.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a workout.
Yeah, it is. I've been like doing a workout that's called, in Icelandic, it's Kraftur Konur. It is, in English, it would be strong women.
Okay.
So we are a group of women that gather together like 2-3 times a week, and we carry sandbags and we are like pushing slates and like it's like, how do you say, like,
it's strength, it's power, it's like letting everything out.
Yeah, exactly. And then doing like stretches in between, and it's so much fun. So I was like, okay, this is like carrying a sandbag, not for like 5 minutes, but like for a whole day.
It's the Hera Bjork boot camp,
and
it's prepared you for this time at
Eurovision. It has, actually. It has. It's the same as with singing, actually. You can't sing in flight mode. You have to be in fight mode.
Yeah.
You have to, everything needs to be like alert and in place.
It's the most obvious question, are you scared of heights? I did wonder.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
No, good. Okay, good.
No, because the song, that's the title of the song. And of course it raises the question of people, she's scared of heights. But I'm not. And in this song, it is a conversation. Me having a conversation with another person. Like telling this person that, like, look how far we made it. Now I'm ready to step up a bit. I would like us to like make an agreement of, are we doing this all the way or are we calling it a day? Am I scared of heights or will I be scared of heights because you are leaving me, because you're saying no to me, because you're saying yes to me? That's always people get scared when somebody says yes.
I know.
I love you.
Yeah.
I can see it in you. You've been there?
I've been there. I've been there a couple of times, yeah. You know? And
I know.
And you think, what am I going to do now?
Exactly. Then, the pressure's on me.
It's hard to be confident sometimes, though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And this is what I'm talking about in the song. But I am now, I'm here, I'm 52 years old. I'm going through menopause. I was scared of menopause, but I'm not anymore because now I'm dealing with it and I have tools to go through it. So I know as a grown-up woman that fear is not like doing anything. If I let it control me, it's holding me back.
So just to clarify, you are not scared of going up that beautiful cathedral in Reykjavik to the viewing platform at the top.
No.
You can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Good, good.
But
good.
I'm not going to say that I'm staring down. I'm just looking up and onwards.
It's a beautiful view.
It
as well.
Is beautiful.
A question I've always wanted to ask you, always, since I've ever got into Eurovision and saw you like 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Has there ever been in Iceland a Hella Björk and Björk crossover?
Well, we've met.
You have met?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a tiny country.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked with her on an album back in 2004. Yeah, I was... I toured with her in England and in France in 2004 and 5.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
No, so, I mean, we know each other. She's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, we met occasionally at a coffee house in Iceland called Café Vest because she lives really close to there. And she is the best friend of one of my best friends, so... I don't call her for coffee, but when we meet, we're just like, hey, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I've always wondered. But
it's so funny because when I come to hotels, and sometimes now when people are talking to me in the Eurovision world, they go, hello, Miss Björk. Like it's my second name.
Oh yeah.
But it's my middle name.
It's your middle name.
It's my
yes.
middle name. My last name is Thorhallsdóttir.
One more time.
Thorhallsdóttir.
Miss Björk sounds far more fabulous.
Yes.
Miss Björk, your room is ready.
Exactly.
Miss Björk, will you be joining us for breakfast?
I just go yes, you know.
It fits in with your personality. So no, I love it. Like, you know, the musical spectrum of Iceland, as we have seen through yeah. Eurovision and what we see on the world stage, whether it be Björk or Sigur Rós or
yeah.
whoever,
yeah.
or Dati Freya,
yeah.
it's you've got so much talent on this tiny island,
yeah.
haven't you?
We have, and I think it's because we're so few, and there's space for everyone, so there's platform for everyone that just wants to go up there, and we, you know, and so we do, if we get the chance. And yeah, we're all connected in some way. Like I also toured with Sigur Rós at some point, and Daði Freyr is like related, like cross-related because it's a long story. Yeah, so we know each other also. So it's just a tiny world, and if we aren't related, we're you know ex-boyfriends, girlfriends.
Yeah. Well, I heard there was an app. Is it true there's an app?
There is an app.
Yeah, it's not an urban legend. It is true.
No. There is an app, and you need to go in there and check because
yes.
you just want to be make sure. But then again, we are all related, like in the 6th, 7th or 8th, maybe earlier.
Far down the line.
Yeah, and then that's okay.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't
matter.
Okay. Hera, it is great to have you back at Eurovision.
Thank you. I can see
that you're so chilled and excited to be here. Do you know what I mean? You've got a good aura around you.
Thank you. Likewise.
You know, you've got a good aura. Good luck and enjoy the rest of the competition.
Thank you. You too.
Hello, Bessa.
Hi. Here I am.
Here you are from Albania
yeah.
to Sweden.
Yeah.
Does it feel good to be here?
I think it's one of those dreams and wishes that as an artist, you always think one day I'm going to do this, you know? But I always felt like when I have that song, when I have the right song, etc. And that moment never comes. You never get a song, in my opinion, you never get a song, like if you're picky as me, You never get a song, you go like, yes, this is for you, you know? But then again, when we were writing this song, actually, we weren't thinking of Festival Ikangas. But I just got that idea from a journalist in Albania, a friend of mine. He heard it and he was like, yeah, every day, Besa, you got to take this song there and extra. And so I think we do the best we can at the given moment that we take that chance.
You said something just a minute ago. You said you were very picky.
Yeah, I am.
So are you picky about clothes, picky about TV, picky about food, picky about everything?
I am picky in the sense that I like things to represent me, or if it's food, like I love food, of course. Who doesn't?
Well, Albanian food is really good.
Picky in the sense that I don't like eating everything. For example, I try to stay away from fast food, and I don't like generic. Generally, that's in
nothing bland.
Nothing bland. Either I belong emotionally a little bit to that category of people that likes things to be emotionally very strong, like really, really dramatic, or happy, very happy, or very sensitive, like. You know,
there's no medium ground. It's there's like no it's got to be like super spicy, my mouth is on fire, or it's got to, do you know what I mean? Or like in life or whatever.
Yeah, that's such a great putting of
metaphorically. Yeah. Everything in life spicy.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah. I want to talk about one of your biggest loves, which are dogs.
Oh, yes.
Because for people that don't know, you rescue dogs.
Oh, yes.
So how long have you been doing that for?
It just happened naturally. Albania is still a country which is really an amazing country in many directions, but we still have a lot of work to do regarding stray animals. And so there is a lot of stray animals in need. A lot of the animals that I personally came close to, a lot of them I found families for, and some of them I couldn't, because some of them are not, maybe a lot of the people are a little bit picky about the animals that they adopt. And so some of them may be considered
too difficult to take in.
Somehow personality-wise or looks-wise, they just look too normal. Aww. For something. Yeah. And so those are the dogs that I've kept. They don't live with me in my house, because I don't have a detached villa. I just have a normal apartment. And so I have a property that I've catered to their needs. And so I constantly do this little houses.
Bessa's Dog Palace. That's what it is. It's Bessa's Dog Palace.
Oh, you're so cute.
So can you tell me some of their names?
Yes.
Who have we got?
So it's Floki. Floki I found in the south of Albania. He came to the beach every day with me. So the first time I took him with me home, and then there's always this discussion. My parents go like, where are you going with your life? What are you doing with these animals you bring in?
You're like, Mom and Dad, I love dogs. Be quiet.
Yes. So it's Zola. Zola is Floki's wife. Yeah, they're all spayed and neutered, but still they have
husband
their own,
and wife.
Yeah, husband and wife. And then there's Nero. Nero is a little doggy. He's really big now, actually. He's the most adorable, but he's a personality-wise, he's a difficult dog. He's the sweetest, but
yeah. He's like a tricky teenager.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then there's Mia. She's old, but she can neither hear nor see.
That's four.
Yes. And then there is Lordi. Lordi is, I think he's a bit of a street.
He's streetwise.
Yeah. And Rexy. Actually, they're both a little bit tough. They've grown on the streets. They're really like softies on the inside.
And so this is your family. These are your children.
And then I have three cats which live with me.
Right.
Yes. So that's Didi, Cookie, and Tigress. Yeah. So I really love animals. And I love animals. I love nature. And I think we all need to be very respectful of everybody else's life.
I feel like this class of Eurovision is the zoo class. Because obviously Baby Lasagna loves his cats. He has three cats. Raven has the giant macaw. Do you know that she has a macaw called Georgie? And Ollie has...
Like the mother of dragons, Raven.
Yeah, completely. But you're the mother of dogs, essentially.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's so sweet, though, that you've given these dogs a brand new home, and now you love them.
You can't abandon them. You can't... There's nothing... Like, a dog looks at you with... Like, in the eye.
They know. They talk straight into your soul.
Yes. They see who you are. It's like...
They're brainy.
Yeah.
You also spend a lot of time in Paris, in France. Yes. And have you had a chance to hang out with Slimane from France yet?
Oh, yes.
Are you friends?
Oh, yes. Slimane is fantastic. But actually, this year... I don't know what's happened with the other years, to be honest. But I felt like this year, we've had the chance to... make friendships with a lot of the artists. Actually, have a WhatsApp group.
Really? With you all together?
Yeah.
Does it chat? Is there a lot of messages in it?
Well, there is some. There are some pictures that we send. And then, for example, whichever of us got to Malmo, they would send pictures of what they were doing. And then yesterday I got this picture of, well, not me, just me, like everybody got this picture of Timo with...
Oh, from Finland. Yes.
Yeah, I know. Like, he was nude yesterday, apparently, on the...
He was wearing a very, very revealing thong, and everyone saw his bottom.
Yeah, and so then one of the other artists, like, sent that on the group, and they were like, okay, I'm going to send this here, I'm going to let it sit and disappear.
And what did Timu say? Did he reply?
Yeah, he was like, ha!
Who's the chattiest in the group?
At times, I think me. At times, I think Megara. I think are definitely the chattiest.
Yeah,
possibly because they're like the cutest. Definitely, there's some of them who actually need some. They need some update. Like, why are you not speaking here?
They need to like, yeah. They leave you on red, and you're like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, no, but there's like a lot of them. I really like Musty.
Yeah, Musty.
Yeah, he's great. Musty. Yeah, Musty. For some reason I say Musty like. Whatever.
Yeah, because when he was on the podcast, I was saying this, and he said, because in English, musty means smelly.
Oh.
So it's musty.
Oh, my God, I never knew
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a word in English, musty, and that's if, you know, when you don't dry your clothes enough, and they start to smell a little bit, musty. And he's like, no, I'm not smelly, I'm musty. So, yeah, musty. But he's great. He's great.
Yeah, he's cute. He's really cute, Alice. He's a great artist.
Well, the final request I have is by the end of the year, I want to hear Ebessa featuring Windows 95 Man.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. How did I forget to? Okay. Those guys are like, I love them. They are so cute.
You can make this happen.
Oh, I can. I think I can. I think they already love me, even though I felt really jealous because they told me that I was their favorite person. And then I see that they said that Bibi Lasagna was their favorite person.
Did they say it to everybody?
And then I suspect that that's what's happened.
Well,
I think they said it to everybody.
When you see them in real life, I corner them and you say, I thought that you were my favorite. I thought that you were my favorite.
But you know what they're gonna say.
You're my favorite.
Yeah. You know, so there's
no.
No,
they'll whisper
there.
It. They'll be like, "You're my favorite, really." From the class of 2024, representing Albania, Bessa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.